In the middle of Siman Tav Resh Chaf Tes, we're going to finish the Siman tonight, hopefully finishing off the Psul Schach. So the Shulchan Aruch, we're in Sif Zayin now. Yesterday we discussed what type of Schach, the mats, the kasher, also the different considerations in terms of the strings that are being used. So now we're going to discuss a very important halacha of being maimid the Schach, holding it up, whether on top or whether the bottom, using metal poles, using other things, using those little plastic tighteners, whatever they're called.
Zip ties,
there you go. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siv Zayin, Yesh listapik, there is room for doubt, im mutter lahaniach sulam al hagag, kidei lesakech agaba. There's a doubt, the Shulchan Aruch says, whether or not one is allowed to use a ladder and to have that holding up schach and put the schach on top of the ladder. That's the shaila. So there's a big discussion in the Maggid of Rambam and the Taz, what exactly is the suffix here, using a ladder to hold up the schach. So look through the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chav Beis here. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, Yesh l'stapek im mutter, Yesh me'achronim, there's some achronim, and this is going to be the Taz's Shita and the Maggid of Rambam in his first explanation. Shemefarshe da suffix hu, the following is the suffix of the Mechaber. Im mutter l'sakech besulamos, if you're allowed to use a schach on top of the ladders, Umairi, we're talking about a case shasulam hu rachav arba tvachim. The sulam is four tvachim wide, which is not unreasonable at all. It's very likely that the sulam is, four of my fists wide. That's sensible. And the schach pasel eino posel beemtza pachos me arba tvachim. And schach pasel, if it's in the center of the sukkah, it's only going to disqualify the entire schach if it's at least four tvachim wide. Kedila kaman. So right now we're dealing with a ladder that's four tvachim wide. The question is this ladder puzzle or is it not puzzle? Umakom asafeku, what's the doubt? Mipnei shupshute kliyet. A ladder is flat, pretty much. It has holes in it, but pretty much it's flat. There's no base keyboard. There's no cavity to hold something. So it's flat for all intents and purposes. And therefore, she'enu makabel tumah afilu midirabanan. And there's no reason to say that it's tumah, and even on derabanan tumah, it's a pshute kliyet. It's a flat beam of wood is not makabel tumah. However, yesh tzad le'isr, there's room to say it's aser. Kevin diyesh nekovim beyarchei asulam, there are holes in the legs of the ladder, shashlivos tkos ben, that the rungs go into. So there are holes, there is a base kibul, and it's dame the base kibul. It's similar to a base kibul having these holes, these cavities, where you put the rungs in the legs of the ladder. So is this considered a pshute kliyet and not mekabel tumah, or is it dummy to a base kibul? That's the suffix here. V'yesh me'achronim, there are others who explain differently. Shemefarshei demayri besulam she'eino rachav. We're talking about a ladder that's very narrow. It's not wide. Because the ihaya rachav, if it was a four tvachim wide, bevada yesh lanu lachmir, we should definitely be pa machmir and not allow it to hold up the schach above it. Because this man damer assumes it's a dover pashit, that the holes in the ladder are definitely a base of kibul. So what's the shaila here? Ela makom safekhu dalo al kopanim bechlal maimidu. It's a maimid. It's not really using. It's not schach. It's just holding up schach. Ve'efsher diyesh lanu lahachmir shelo lahamid bedaver makabel tuma shema yavo lesakechba. So this is a very key point. Maimid, holding something up. We don't find any halacha. There's a whole discussion in the Gemara. It seems to be the conclusion that you don't have to be concerned with maimid. Holding schach up is okay. But there seems to be some discussion in the poskim, and based on this point here in the Mishnah Berurah, even though you can really halachically use metal, let's say, forget ladders, let's say metal. You could use metal to hold up the schach. There's a concern, if I see you could use metal to hold up the schach, maybe I'll actually use the metal for schach itself. It's a gzeira. So therefore, the concern is, are we going to be machmir on maimid, or are we not machmir on maimid? So we're assuming right now the ladder is a davar pasul, but it's only being used as a maimid to hold up the schach. Is that enough to disqualify the ladder for being used as a maimid or not? The afya.
The question is, are we going to... He goes there not to rely on maimid because maybe then we'll use it
exactly. So as it says, Shema Yavo Lisakech Bo. You might use it for Schach itself.
Is that the same thing as like lattice? You're saying, like, let's say a person has a little. you know, they have a hole on the lattice on the side, and they make a lattice top.
Yeah, anything that's holding up the, if it's holding up the schach.
That you could be massaging with. That's
the lattice.
I'm saying because here we're saying the ladder, the problem is because it's the rungs.
Right, and it could the be, holes.
Right, the holes. And, but the lattice is just flat piece.
Oh, of so then the lattice should be fine then. There should be no issue with the lattice then. Right. If there's no base keyboard, it's pretty much flat.
Flat.
So then the Gemara, the Mishnah Berurah says, what do you mean? All the time people place schach on top of their stone walls, and everyone agrees that's allowed. Mishum delo shchiach sheisakech b'hem. No one's gonna ever use stone walls to use eschach, so there is no concern of being confused. So even though the walls are made of Evan, so you're allowed to use that. There's no need for wood in between. V'chein hetiku kama achronim ladino. That's the psak. The lichadchila yesh lizaher shelo lahamid eschach b'davar makabel tuma. Lichadchila, a person shouldn't use a davar tuma to be ma'amid eschach. Achein b'diaver. Oh, she'en lo shar dvarim, if there's no other option, or a person did it already, so then kaimalan demut laha midaschach bedavar hamakabutuma, then bidiyevet, it is considered a kosher sukkah, kosher schach. So there's a lot to discuss right here. So one point here is that if the schach itself is being held up on its own by something that's kosher, and you're just using the item, the davar tuma, to be a tosefes chizik, to add on. So let's say those what do you call them again?
The zip ties.
So you're using that as an extra precaution to hold on to the schach itself, could stay with the wind. A ruach mitzui that comes here in Woodmere is not that windy, and the mats should really be sufficient on a average wind. But you're using a zip tie just to have extra security, so that, the Chazanish says, tosefes chizik is permitted even though it's a davar tumah. Plastic is not something that's kosher to be used as a schach. That's the chiddush of the Chazanish, and it's very important. Many poskim rely on this, and that's why zip ties are allowed as long as a schach on its own right could withstand a common wind. Now, Rav Nissen Kirelis has an interesting chiddush here. He says, though, you have to put the kosher maimid there before you put the tame one. So let's say, for example, you want to, what's a good example of this? I'm not sure a good example. But either way, you have to make sure that kosher maimid comes before the pasul maimid. That's whatever the case might be.
Putting like a 2x4 on top and then blow away the 2x4 on top before you do the...
Right, so let's say you live in an area where the schach won't hold from an average... So then you put the zip ties, so now it holds it, and that becomes a kosher schach, but it's not kosher because it's a plastic. Now you put the beam on top of it, which is a good davar maimid, but it came only after the zip ties. So Rav Nissen Karelitz thought that wouldn't work. You'd first have to put the beam on top as a kosher maimid, and then you could use the zip ties afterwards. But the Rav Yasha felt it doesn't make a difference what order you put in. As long as in the end of the day, there's a maimid of a davar kosher, so then the fact that there's an additional maimid that's a davar tameh, that would not disqualify the schach.
The old sukkahs that were made out of metal frames.
Mm-hmm.
So they used to say, lechachila, you can use it.
No, b'diavad, lechachila, you should
put
it
wood on it.
With wood, exactly. Wood on top of it. Exactly. But b'diavad, it's fine. So we're not being moti laz in all the previous generations that were not as machmer as they were machmer nowadays. They were all good sukkahs. There's no need to look back at them. But lechachila, moving forward, one should try to use wood if possible as the maimid. Now, he talks about a case, let's say the beams, you place the beams that were not placed for sale. So I know in my parents' deck in their backyard, so they have wood that's there all the time going across, these types of pergolas that go across. It wasn't placed there for sale because beams going that way don't provide sale really. But that's what they use, and they place a schach on top of that. So is that a concern since those beams were not placed for schach? And it's a davar pasha that there's no issue with that. The fact that they're all year round, because even though we know that if you put schach on, shelo l'shem tzel, that's not a good schach. When you put schach down, it has to be l'shem tzel. So now I've got beams that were not l'shem tzel. They were there just to hold up schach later on. So now are we going to say it's a pasul davar maimid because this beam wasn't l'shem tzel, it's a psul in the schach? And the answer is no. Because the whole concern is I might use the beams for schach. So if I wanted to use this beam for a schach, I would use it l'shem tzel. It's not, in other words, it's not inherently possible. That's the point. These things are not intrinsically possible, and just because it l'maisa, technical reasons, I wasn't there l'shem tzel. But again, fundamentally, these beams are a davar that's not makabel tuma and would be kosher l'schach. Okay. Now, interesting, the poskim discuss, can I place a rock on top of the schach to hold it down? So the Mishnah Berurah said that you're allowed to use a rock wall and put schach directly on that rock wall, because no one's ever going to build their schach out of rock. Everyone knows rocks don't work. So therefore, it's no concern. So then you take it to the next step. So let me just take a rock and put a rock on top of my schach and hold down the schach. And so some poskim say, Rav Vosna said, you're allowed to. Because the Mishnah Berurah clearly says no one confuses a rock wall to use it as a schach, so you can place rocks on top of the schach. But Rav Nissen Karelet says that's very different. A rock wall that's, you know, paved together, cemented together, is very different than an isolated rock. No one's going to take a wall that's made of rock and put it as a schach. But one small rock here, a rock here, a pebble there, people might think you could use as schach, and therefore one should not be able to use it as a davar maimid to hold the schach down. I've never seen anyone use a rock on top of a schach. I think beams are the eights that's used.
Rock and a brick?
Is there a difference between a rock and a brick?
Right, let's say you want to put a brick on to hold it
down. The chorot should be the same thing. That would be the same discussion, I would imagine. Same achlok is whether or not that would be sufficient to hold it down or not. Let's go further now. Let's read, continuing in the Ramah now, Sif Zion. The Ramah writes, so again, the Mechaber says it's a suffix whether or not this sulam, whether this ladder can be used or not for a davar maimid. Ramah says, since it's a suffix, v'lachein ein l'sakech alav, you shouldn't use it to hold up schach on top of it. V'afilu l'hanicha schach, even to place it on top of the schach, l'achziko aser. So davar maimid is not only to hold something up, but it's also to keep something down. That's also davar maimid. V'huadin b'chol kli makabel tuma, any other object that's makabel tuma, in other words, any kli, could go in safsal, a bench, a kise, a chair, shemakablin tumas midras, that because received tuma, if a person who's a zav sits on it, it will be makabel tuma. Okay, so we see this is the klal, the davar maimid, that's tamei, l'chachila, one should not use, but b'dieved, it's kasher. Now we get into another layer, that's sifches now. Mechaber says, l'chaber klonsos hasuka b'masmeros shel barzel. Klonsos hasuka are pretty much the beams that are holding up the schach. So now these beams, I want to fortify the beams to my wall now. So I got a wooden beam, so I'm allowed to put a nail in those beams to hold down the beams onto the schach. Or let's say where they have the new sukkahs, a metal I don't know what you call them, to hold the beam up. You know those little brackets they call them, I think? So you put the brackets to hold the beams up, so that would be allowed. A maimid de maimid, it's called. Holding up the maimid. So right now the schach's on top of the beams. That's one maimid, the first beams. And now the nails or the brackets holding up the beam, that's maimid de maimid. So you nail them in or brackets holding them up. So the Mechaber says, again, l'chaber klonsos, the beams, asuka, b'masmeros shabarzel, to hold down the beams with nails, which is maimid de maimid, o l'kashem bivlos, or to tie them with some type of old clothing, worn-out rags, perush chatichel shabagadim bluim, worn-out piece of clothing, shem makablin tumma, even though the nails and the worn-out clothing are makablin tumma, ain't k'peda. There is no problem here, because maimid de maimid is mutter, according to the Mechaber. So look at the Mishnah Berurah now, Sif Katan Chaf Vav, L'chaber B'masmeros Shel Barzel. Zeh Motel L'chuyama, everybody agrees to this, except for the Chazon Ish. But other than that, everyone agrees to this, says the Mishnah Berurah. Afilu L'man De'oser L'hamit Tzchach B'davar Makabel Tuma. Even the previous Sif we saw, some say you can't use a Davar Tuma to be maimed something. Kevin Shein Somich Haschach Al-Mes Masperim. This case, since it's not the Tzchach that's being held down by nails, Ela Shemachzik Behem Aklonsos Hamabidim Eschach. You're holding down the beams, which in turn is holding down the schach, Maimid Maimid. That's permitted. Umitam Zed. For this reason, Gamke Motel Lekoshem La Klonsos Bivlaos Obechavol Shepishtam. You could hold down the beams with whatever material you want. Ve'ein Hachanami Delikshra Schach Atzmo Beklonsos. But to tie down the schach to the beams, b'chavalim, with ropes or zip ties, that should be royally zar l'chachila. to put the zip ties on, that someone should be careful because that's maimed one. That's the first layer of maimed. Kevin shekosher haschach atma. Since you're tying the schach itself, bedavar amakabel tuma. So he said before, it's only a problem to use these zip ties if that's what's really being the davar maimed. But if you have other ways, if the mat on its own is able to stay down with the wind, or you put wooden beams on top of that, and the plastic zip ties are just as an added type of security, so then this would not be a problem like we saw earlier. Okay, I mentioned before that Rav, the Chazon Ish argues and thought that Maimid de Maimid, according to some Rishonim, according to the Ramban, even Maimid de Maimid would be Aser, in which case it's very hard to construct a sukkah according to Chazon Ish. So everything has to be made out of wood. You can't use any nails anymore because everything's a Maimid de Maimid de Maimid. So in the Pisket Chuvas here, talks about different scenarios, interesting scenarios, how to build the sukkah, lefishitas Chazon Ish. So perhaps in Bnei Brak they have such sukkahs, but for our purposes, then... We don't pass like this. Chazon Ish, or someone's Amar Arbach argues, the Mishnah Berurah argues, everyone else pretty much argues, and therefore we're not machmer for that. Okay, let's go. I talked about the zip ties here. Fine, let's go weiter.
It's only the actual parts that are connected to the schach that you'd have an issue with, of mamid to mamid. So if you can build the walls in a way that you can use nails, just so you'd have to have the posts be constructed away with no nails, because those are going to support the schach. Anything that's supporting the schach could not be a ma'amid to ma'amid.
No, because in the end of the day, the walls now are supporting the schach also.
If they're reaching up there, but you could do like four posts.
Oh, so right. If you do four posts, how do you get the four posts though? For the whole the schach, how are you going to keep those together?
That you have to have a beam across.
How's the beam going to hold onto the side beams? How are you going to connect these beams to that beams if you're not using nails?
Right, so that's a trick.
That's a trick. So he talked about something in some case here. See if I could find it. Now that's a lot of mice for any of us. But this is what Sif Ches. He says four beams that are, dug into the ground well. And on top of them, you have got four beams also. So he says that if you have the top of the beams like this, you make a little indentation here,
right.
And then you can have the beams pass over the top, being held by the side of the beams. So that's a way to construct the sukkah. One of the suggestions that I've constructed for the Chazon Ish to avoid using any nails. Okay, and then for the walls, and you could use anything for the walls exactly to build them up with any material you want. Okay, now let's look ahead at the Sif test. Siftes, the Mechaber writes, Kol minei achalim mekablen tumah. All types of food are mekablen tumah. Ve'ein mesachin behen. And therefore, you can't use food as schach. Now, you could hang food as decorations, that people would do, but to use it for kosher schach, that wouldn't be allowed. So again, if you want to hang them as decorations, you have to follow the rules we learned, I think it was last week already, about being within four tefachim from the schach and not hanging down too much. That would be permitted. But again, not to be used as schach. So it gets into an interesting discussion here. Yeah.
Again, we're not talking about the food itself or the branches.
The food itself. The branches are not tamer.
Right, so how do you do that? Where I can put, like,
let's say have a cluster of grapes.
On
yeah, whatever the case is.
What's holding up the food?
Yeah, beams going across holding up the food. Whatever the case is. Whatever. Think of a case. But the food is not allowed. So anyway, so the Pisket Chuvas gets into a discussion here about whether or not a person is allowed to cut down a fruit tree for the purpose of building a sukkah. So someone's getting the conversation of fruits hanging as, how'd you get those fruit to hang it? So cutting fruit is fine, but could you cut off branches or cut off trees from a fruit or a tree itself, a fruit tree, in order for the purpose of covering a schach, or maybe just it's in the way. I want to build my sukkah, and I've got this big apple tree that's in my way. Can I cut it down? So there is a big discussion. Some say, what's the violation of cutting down a fruit tree? It's under the Isser of Bal Tashchis. You can't, the first pasuk in the Torah, you can't cut down a fruit tree. It's an Isser, the Raisa of Bal Tashchis. But many poskim say, in b'mako mitzvah, there is no Isser at all. One would be allowed to b'mako mitzvah. And then, more than that, if you're just cutting off branches is also not a violation of cutting a tree down. The raya is a part of taking care of an apple tree or any fruit tree is to prune it. So it means you can't ever prune a fruit tree. Of course you can prune a fruit tree. That's how it grows more. So certainly cutting up branches would be allowed. And they bring from some poskim that if it's a very weak and soft branch where it's not needed anymore and can't produce any fruit, that's certainly allowed. But even though there are heterim to cut down a fruit tree for the purpose of a mitzvah, like building a sukkah, the suggestion based on Rav Yehuda Chassid is to have a non-Jew cut it down, contract a non-Jew. I don't want to say too much on record here, but at the end of the day, the Rav Yehuda Chassid talks about there being a certain klala that's a chal on the one who cuts it down, even if there's a halachic heter to do it. So the klala is still chal on such a person who cuts down a fruit tree. So in order to pass off the klala, so you hire someone else to do it on your behalf, even though, again, halachically it's okay. We want to be careful of the klala. It gets into another conversation. Are we always makpid in all the tzavos of Rav Yehuda Chassid? He had all these tzavos that he had given his family. The question is, do we have to follow all these, or were they only given to his descendants? None of us, I imagine, are descendants of Yehuda Chassid, so do we have to keep to them? Some things we've accepted, other things we have not accepted. We've accepted, it's brought down Mishabrua. One example is getting a haircut in Rosh Chodesh. It's always a shala, I get Rosh Chodesh. Can I get a haircut today or not get a haircut today? So Mishabrua says, those who are makbid and Yehuda Chassid tzavos, so shouldn't get a haircut in Rosh Chodesh. Not everyone's makbid on that. So a number of them. Are you allowed to marry, could two sisters marry two brothers? So it's brought down in Pischei Tshuva, such an inyan. I know someone who two brothers did marry two sisters. Could you marry a person as the same name as their mother or same name as your father? These are all the things brought down in Yehuda Chassid. So again, you have to figure out whether or not the custom is to makbid on these things or not. But the Lagabi, this inyan of the klala, it's very easy to keep this one by just hiring a tree cutter. Fine. Let's do one more, two more sifim here. Let's jump now to Sif Tezvav. Sif Tezvav, the Mechaber, talks about a lengthy discussion here of chavila, about using a bundle of sticks and whatnot that can be used. And the Gemara talks about it can't be used for whatever reason. So I'm not getting into all the details because the chavila is not so relevant. We don't have bundles. No one uses a bundle to put on their schach. But the question is, why doesn't the schach that we use, our schach mats, wouldn't that qualify as a bundle? Isn't it all tied together? So why doesn't that qualify as a bundle? And that should be possible based on this sugya here in Sif Tef Svav, Aser Lesakech Bechavila. So that's a discussion the post can have. So some say that because if the purpose of tying them together wasn't to allow it to transport easily, rather it was just to make it used as schach. It's much easier to unroll it to put a schach as opposed to putting each bamboo on. So it wasn't, again, the definition of a chavila, the reason why they tie chavilas together is to make it easier to transport the bundles of wheat, let's say. But that's not why we tie the schach together, to transport it. We tie it together to just have it make a schach much easier. So for that reason, it's not included in the Isser of chavila. That's what some poskim say. But what Rav Yashiv says, very davar pashut. It's not a chavila. A definition of a chavila, of a bundle, is where they're all standing up together and you wrap them all within each other. When it comes to the mat, they're just tied one next to the other one. That's not a chavila, that's a mat. And that's why it doesn't fall under the Isser of chavila. And again, one is allowed to use a mat so long as you keep all the other requirements we discussed last night. Let's discuss one last sif here, sif yud ches here. V'chein asu l'sakech b'nisarim sherachban arba. You're not allowed to use a board that's four tfachim wide. Afilu hafachan al tzidan. Even if you put them standing up vertically, so you're only using the thin part, which is not even an inch probably, depending how thick it is, having them stand up that way, even that's going to be possible because a board that's four tfachim wide is called a davar pasul. No matter what direction you're using it, that's a davar pasul. But im ein barachban arba ksherim. If it's not four tfachim wide, this board, then you're allowed to use it. Afilu im mishupim, even if it's smoothed out, shadomim lekelim, it's like a kli of some sort, so then it's still permitted. However, Mechaber says, v'nagu shlo l'sakech behem klal. The practice is not to use any boards. So using sticks and using bamboo, that's not a board. But a board of any size now, the Mechaber says you shouldn't use. So that's going to be a problem of using any of the beams, holding up the schach or putting the beams on top. So what comes out in the end of the day, there's a word, maybe someone here knows what it is. I asked an Israeli what this word means, but it's something called pelefonim. And he told me it was talking about peppers. I said, it can't be talking about peppers. They weren't not talking about beams. Not peppers. He told me the word means peppers. I said, well, that doesn't mean peppers in this context. I don't know what it means. But from context, it sounds like it's referring to types of very boards that are not so thick. So the Rav Yashiv thought you should never be able to use any types of boards, even if it's very narrow, because of this din here. But Rav Shlomo Zalman said, and among other poskim, that the minhag Yerushalayim was to use boards. I don't remember what they look like in Meir Sharim, but they do use boards as chach, but the boards are less than a tefach wide. So they're flat. It's, I guess, pretty, I'm not sure. You told me that our mats are made of bamboo, right? Even though they're flat. So I guess they use flat pieces of wood, not bamboo. So they use flat pieces of wood as their schach. And that's the reason why it's not Bechlal the Isser here, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, since it's less than a tefach, that's not called a board. A board, by definition, is more than a tefach wide. So the Mechaber says you can't use any boards, but that's only once it's a tefach wide. But if it's less than a tefach, that's not a board, that's a stick. And therefore, the minhag Yerushalayim is to use these flat boards that are less than a tefach, and among all the other poskim say, one would be allowed to use this. And therefore, the boards, so now I'm rather the beams, so the question is, how wide are the beams? The beams are close to tefach. Yeah, so how big is a tefach? So you look at the shirim, according to Chazon Ish, so seemingly this beam would probably be fine. I don't know what the Chazon Ish's shear of tefach is, but I imagine it's more than 4 inches. According to Rav Chaim Na, who has a smaller shear of a tefach, it's possible he may not allow one to use a beam. I don't know. I'm just wondering out loud right now. But certainly the minhag here in America, at least, is to use the beams as a maimit to hold up the schach and a maimit even to place on top of the schach. So pretty much everything that we're doing here is all fine. All your schach is kosher, and just make sure there's no tree above you, and you're really good to go. Tomorrow maybe we'll discuss the Indian of walls. I'm not around Thursday night, so we'll do tomorrow night, then maybe Monday night. Then Tuesday night I need to take off, get ready for Rosh Hashanah. But then we'll pick up again in Mitzvah Hashem after Rosh Hashanah. So again, tomorrow night we'll continue though.